I read a book in the 80s. I don't remember the author or the title, but it was green and it made me laugh. Do you know which one I mean? That's a quote from a Sunday Times bestseller called Weird Things Customers Say in Bookshops. You can ask any librarian or bookseller about this particular phenomenon. This one happens all the time. Readers are always looking for the lost books of their hearts. It's so common that it's a meme now. Bookstores and libraries all over the country will set up a display of their favorite books that all happen to have, say, a blue cover. And the display sign will say, "I can't remember the author or the title, but I'm pretty sure it was blue." Then they take a picture and they stick it up on social media. I think it's because long after the author and the title have left our brains, story sticks. We can even lose the overarching themes or the ideas, but sometimes a moment or an image or a piece of a story will ring so loud in our lives that our brains just keep it. I have a bunch of these from childhood. I bet you do too. I remember a dystopian novel where the adolescents of the privileged class were called the Jang, and they were immortal, so nothing they did had any consequences. And the injustice of everything started to really trouble the narrator, and she was expected to be frivolous and not seek meaning. And here's the weird thing. Here's what stuck with me the most. At one moment, she's speaking with disdain about the kind of life she's supposed to be living, and she says, "I'm supposed to pop a tinsely flower into my navel." Those exact words, "pop a tinsely flower into my navel," they're in that book. I haven't read it since I was 12 years old. I've tried to find it again. I've Googled phrases I remember from it. I've Googled the Jang novel, YA. No matter how I search it, I end up with a bunch of links to Korean dramas. I know you have some of these too, maybe more than one. Books where a phrase or a moment or a character stays. And you know what happens to me with books I want to read too? Also in Weird Things Customers Say in Bookshops is this little gem. A customer comes in and says, "Hello, I'd like a copy of The Water Babies with nice illustrations, but I don't want to pay a lot of money for it. So could you show me what editions you do have so I can look at them and then I can go find one online?" Which is so tone deaf. I mean, you know the difference in price between the online version and the bookstore version is mostly the salary of the bookseller who's helping you make themselves obsolete. Right now, with my brain being not very good, and it's not, I'm 4 weeks away from deadline, and I'm reading very little, especially for me. I'm a huge reader. Every day at lunch when I'm home, I make my plate and I sit down for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, and I read while I have my soup. I think of it almost as part of my job, but one of the most pleasant parts. But I can't right now because I'm 4 weeks away from deadline, and so my way of comforting myself when I can't read as much as I would like is to do the exact opposite thing of the customer who was looking for water babies. I spend my shorter lunch period browsing books online, reading the first couple of pages. You know, a lot of them have previews posted. And if the writing sucks me in, I just put it on my list like a promise to myself that I'll pick it up from either Eagle Eye or Acapella or another local indie or maybe from the library. Sorry, internet. Well, I lost my list. For the last 6 weeks, I've been lunching in this way and I lost my list. All right, some of them I know will come back, but there was one. It was the voice. The voice was so fresh and interesting and different. Definitely an anti-hero. Couldn't think of it. Couldn't even remember the color of the cover. So I went to Facebook and I posted this. There's a novel that may have the word buried or bodies in the title. The narrator is an isolated young man who becomes obsessed with a woman and begins to insert himself into every facet of her life. It begins with him describing her, and the writing is vivid, tart, and wonderful. What book is this? Within half an hour, I had an answer. It's You by Carolyn Krepnes, and her second book actually has the word bodies in the title, hence the confusion. Still, within half an hour, an alert reader somewhere on the planet was able to tell me. Here's the paragraph that got me. The narrator is a bookstore employee who no doubt has heard many of the weird things I've read to you that customers have said, and here's his voice. Every day I commute to this shop on the Lower East Side. Every day I close up without finding anyone like you. Look at you, born into my world today. I'm shaking and I'd pop an Ativan, but they're downstairs and I don't want to pop an Ativan. I don't want to come down. I want to be here fully, watching you bite your unpainted nails and turn your head to the left. No, widen those eyes. No, reject biographies, self-help, thank God, and slow down when you make it to fiction. Yes. I let you disappear into the stacks, fiction F through K. And you're not the standard insecure nymph hunting for Faulkner you'll never finish, never start. Faulkner that will harden and calcify, if books could calcify, on your nightstand. Faulkner meant only to convince one-night stands that you mean it when you swear you never do this kind of thing. No, you're not like those girls. You don't stage Faulkner, and your jeans hang loose, and you're too sun-kissed for Stephen King, and too untrendy for Heidi Julewitz, and who will you buy? Oh, I want to read that book. She had me with that sentence about Faulkner. It worked so fast, just posting those few sentences. I think I'm going to ask Facebook about that Jang book next. Oh, brave new world that has such readers in it. Half the internet is crazy, but the other half will help you track down your lost literary loves. If you're looking for a lost book from childhood, and Googling fails, and your particular friends on Facebook don't have the answer, there's a website devoted to this. On abebooks.com, that's abebooks.com, they have a forum called Book Sleuth. You post there and dedicated booksellers and reading junkies will try to hook you up with the story you've lost track of. I looked at a couple of examples. Someone posted a British book about a man named Will who flew planes and died in a crash. I believe it was set in the First World War. He was married, and the book continues from his wife's perspective. That's all. Will, plane crash, World War. Within 4 hours, someone posted back, oh, that's the Flambard series by K.M. Payton. Happy book hunting. For WABE, I'm Jocelyn Jackson.